This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and joining us as always on a Friday morning, Alice Reese, the movie reviewer with the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. How are you?
Just fine.
Good to talk to you again this week, and we have several movies that have some sequels in the mix. This isn't their first go-around either. Let's first talk about the fourth installment of the Mission Impossible series, this one, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Right. It's got a new director. This time it's done by Brad Bird, who was the guy who's only done animated films before he did The Incredibles. And I would advise people, if they get a chance, to see this in the IMAX. You have to go to Dallas to do that if you could see it that way, but it actually works very well. It's really impressive. For the fourth in the line of movies, they managed to top themselves every time.
Really? Okay. Good.
This one, it's got the familiar Lilo Schifrin theme music, which, you know, helps for a lot. And it takes place, starts out in Moscow, where for some reason the Kremlin gets blown up, and part of it does, not the whole thing. And then they travel to Ethan Hunt, who's played by Tom Cruise, reprises his role, and he and his team of specialists go to Dubai and then Mumbai in India. And it's got some really fantastic stunts. They managed to top all the movies. This time Cruise scales the walls of the world's tallest building in Dubai.
Is he doing his own stunts again this time?
They say so. I don't know how. He does say that they have a stand-in for him for some. I don't know. There are some things you can really tell that it's him. He is pretty much of a gymnast. He can do some things, but I don't really think they'd let the star of that magnitude be, I don't know, hanging off that incredibly tall building.
Yeah.
And he also is in this high-speed chase during a blinding sandstorm, which is really effective, too. And this is one, you know, you don't worry that much about the plot. It's just the stunts, the things that are going to happen. And it brings back Ving Rhames in a little cameo, one of the players from before, but everybody else is. Oh, Simon Pegg is back, too.
Okay. Yeah, they tend to bring back Cruise and then kind of change the cast around him each time. And he likes to go off and on with the short hair, then the long hair again, right?
He's got long hair this time.
All right. And some other sequels here. I love the first Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. And now we have him and Jude Law back together again for the second installment.
Right. It's A Game of Shadows. And it's, again, played for laughs. And my problem with it was that it was too long, and therefore it just got so repetitive. They continue to have these, martial arts and boxing kind of sequences that just, I mean, kind of like all over the world they're doing these. I mean, all over Europe, I guess. They go to different places. And this one has brings a lady into the mix, Madame Simza. And it's Noomi Rapace, the lady who was in the Swedish version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And she's really good, outstanding. I liked her a lot. And we have Jared Harris as the arch-villain, Professor Moriarty. And it's just, I think it runs like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something. It's too long.
Okay, but you liked it, just probably a little too repetitive with some of their stuff.
Yes. Yeah, he gets a little old. The part I loved was his the brilliant detective of Sherlock Holmes in his various disguises. He really outdoes himself with these. They're a lot of fun and really trick of the eye, really confusing.
Does it seem like they'll probably do a third one then?
Oh, yeah, this will never quit. They've made so much money on the first one, and it's already pre-sold. It's done real well already. You know, it's going to do it. The other one came out 2 years ago, Christmas, and so that's what, you know, that's their time to do it. So
okay. Alvin and the Chipmunks 3.
This is the one I wish they would forget. This is the third one, and the second one was way too much. The first one was kind of cute, but the Alvin, Theodore, and Simon are these chipmunks, and this is a mix of live action and animation, CGI animation, and that part is fine. It's just that the movie is not funny. It just, you know, I saw it with children, and the children didn't laugh, and the parents didn't laugh, and anyway, they have, not only do they have the chipmunks, they have the Chipettes, who are their backup singers. The chipmunks have become pop stars.
Oh, boy.
And this takes place on a cruise ship and then on a deserted island. And it just gets into the realm of the very silly. And although they're trying to attract very young audiences, I mean, I think, you know, six is a little old for this. You know, it's kind of like really aimed at the young set. It's also strange because the girls kind of all mimic Beyonce, and they do all this Lady Gaga music. So it's kind of like, what? And they hired all these actors like Justin Long and Christina Applegate to be these characters. I mean, they had to pay these stars.
So you don't think
they're... And then they, you know, amp up this high decibel chipmunk level. So it could have been anybody. It could have been all the same actor. It didn't matter. Mm.
So they might have trouble making money on this movie then.
No, they have a built-in audience. The last one didn't make as much as the first, but it did okay.
Okay. You wanted to talk about one that is not a sequel, and they'll probably only do one of them, I believe, but this one's called Young Adults.
Yes, it's with Charlize Theron as the Academy Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
She plays a character named Mavis Gerry, who's a teen novel writer living in the big city of Minneapolis, as they refer to it as the Mini-Apple. She goes back home to her town of Mercury, Minnesota, and she wants to try to get back her ex-boyfriend, who's played by Patrick Wilson. But the fact that he has a wife and a child doesn't seem to bother her at all because she's determined she's going to get him back.
Okay.
And this has a really outstanding role by this actor, Patton Oswalt, who plays one of her high school classmate, and he has actually even gotten some year-end award notice for his role in this. But it's a dark comic story, and she is such an unlikable character that it makes it really a hard sell.
Hmm, okay.
It's done by director Jason Reitman and the screenwriter Diablo Cody, who wrote and directed Juno and got an Academy Award for the movie 3 years ago. But this is just a little more uneven and I think a harder sell. But Charlize Theron is quite good, and all the cast is. But the script is just pretty uneven.
Okay. Maybe it doesn't fit the character there.
I don't know.
All right, Alice, thank you for insight on those four movies, and good chance to see a sequel this weekend. If not, there is Young Adults.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner, and she joins us each Friday. We'll take a break and come back with a local newscast in a moment.